Musicians from Louisiana's Cajun country. Two-time Grammy nominee Corey Ledet has been playing Zydeco for over 30 years. On his 2023 album, Midi Kamen, he sang entirely in Kourivini, or Louisiana Creole. Coming up, we'll hear a mini concert with Corey Ledet, featuring songs from his latest album, Live in Alaska.
All across the land, from the north to the south, the women check me out.
Also coming up, Tedeschi Trucks Band take you into their future soul world. Plus LCD Sound System, The Beths, and Stone Temple Pilots. That's today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. One person has died and three others were injured after a boat crash Tuesday evening on Lake Vermilion. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says multiple people were thrown from boats and into the water near Manbeck Island. Jeremy Brandon Johnson, 53, of Eveleth, was pronounced dead at the scene. Three others were transported via ambulance, with one person later airlifted to a Duluth hospital. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. One man has died following a house fire in Crow Wing County Tuesday evening. The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office and fire personnel responded to a report of a structure fire in Lake Edward Township. During an initial search, fire crews discovered the body of an 87-year-old man. The cause of the fire remains under investigation with the assistance of the state fire marshal. A Grand Rapids police canine seriously injured another dog Tuesday evening. A department news release says canine Murphy left his yard and attacked another dog, which was leashed and out for a walk. The dog needed emergency care. GRPD says it is working with the pet owners and is, quote, committed to better understanding the event to ensure this never happens again. Police Chief Andy Morgan declined to provide additional comments. KAXE has reached out to the dog owner but did not hear back by Wednesday afternoon. An Iron Range man who escaped custody and then was mistakenly released from jail has pleaded guilty to charges in two St. Louis County cases. 41-year-old Michael Hart of Hibbing pleaded guilty last week to felony burglary, misdemeanor assault, and violating a domestic abuse no-contact order. His sentencing hearing is set for June. Hart escaped from the Northeast Regional Corrections Facility in Saginaw in September. He was found and arrested in Cohasset in October. Hart pleaded guilty to assaulting officers during that arrest. Then in January, Itasca County released him from custody despite two active cases in St. Louis County. Officials there described the incident as a, quote, systems failure. Hart still faces charges for escaping from the corrections facility. His sentencing in the Itasca County assault case has been delayed until August. Cohasset joined a small group of cities voting to fly the old Minnesota state flag. Megan Buffington has more.
The city council unanimously passed a resolution Monday. It says the council should continue to or restore display of the previous state flag at City Hall as a, quote, official historical commemorative emblem of the community. The resolution says the move is to commemorate Minnesota Statehood Day on May 11th and America's 250th anniversary. Cohasset Financial Controller Barb Baird says she brought the resolution to the council because other cities were passing similar measures. There was no discussion among the council members before they made the move. Requests for comment from the mayor and two councilors were not returned before deadline. The state flag in the council chambers was changed to the new one in March 2025, but switched back to the previous flag in February. Baird says the council passed the resolution to reaffirm its decision. She says outstate Minnesota didn't have a voice when the new flag was chosen.
Now we do have that voice, and we've made it vocal.
So would you say this is a political statement?
No, it's a choice.
The city only flies the American flag outside. Baird says she does not know if the city will start flying the old Minnesota state flag there as well. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
A community-wide survey is available for Bemidji area residents who may still be dealing with the impacts of the June 2025 windstorm. The Blandon Foundation-funded Bemidji Long-Term Storm Recovery Group is partnering with Bemidji State University and the College of St. Scholastica for a community survey to explore what types of issues people dealt with during and after the storm. Leah Prussia is a social work professor at St. Scholastica. In a KAXE Morning Show interview Wednesday, she describes what some of the long-term impacts could be from a storm that did so much damage.
I think that deep loss of those old growth pines was a big deal for folks that consider Bemidji home.
The survey is open to Bemidji area residents 18 and older with a link available at KAXE.org. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. Welcome to our latest installment of the Acadiana Music Showcase. Produced by our friends at KRVS in Lafayette, it highlights the rich musical history of Southern Louisiana. Today, it's a pleasure to welcome Corey Lede. Even though Corey was born in Houston, he'd spend his summers in Parks, Louisiana, falling in love with Zydeco music. His career spans over 30 years, both as a solo artist and in a trio alongside Old Cafe friends Layla McCalla and Louis Michaud. Lede is a two-time Grammy nominee, and in 2023, he released Midi Kamen, an entire album of original music singing in Kurivini, or Louisiana Creole. Most recently, he released Live from Alaska late last year. Our session gets underway with the performance of Boudin Man. Here's Corey Lede on World Cafe.
Let's go to the country. Bon temps, on va s'amuser avec tout le monde. J'ai parti dans le village pour acheter de gros oignons, pour venir back dans la maison, pour pas couler, pour vos bon, 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 arrières soir. De la campagne pour pouvoir le bon temps, on va s'amuser avec tout le vieux monde. J'ai bâti dans le village pour acheter gros oignons, pour venir back dans la maison, pour voir couille, pour vos bon, 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 oreilles. Break it down.
little something going like that. Let's keep it jumping a little while. Can we keep it jumping, Primo?
Yes, sir.
Let's do a little something like this. Something called Sweet Ma, y'all. Check it out. Sheila, now be don't say I'll be sick to glory. Yeah. Now, baby, don't say our music decoded. Yeah. We'll be right back.
That is smoking. Corey Lede, recorded live for World Cafe, Swivmo. And that puts the wraps on our Acadiana Music Showcase. Thank you so much to Corey Lede and to the entire staff, the entire team at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette who produced this session. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Happy Baby Friday, and thanks so much for listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. Beltrami Electric Cooperative's Green Touch program is looking for volunteers to work at Lake Bemidji State Park today, Thursday, May 14th from 3 to 6. Tasks include raking leaves, cleaning windows, and picking up trash. Picnic for all volunteers at 6 p.m. Email info at beltramielectric.com to sign up. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Sarah at 218-326-1234. Registration is now open for the annual Walk to Defeat Hearing Loss on June 6th, hosted by the Lions Club of Bemidji and the Minnesota Lions Hearing Foundation. It's a 2-mile walk from Diamond Point Park to the Paul and Babe statues and back. Find more info at 5mhf.org. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Let's dance ourselves clean with LCD Sound System.
If I can go round again.
I like it when you got a good, solid title track, and that's the case with the Beths. Straight Line Was a Lie. That's from last year's album, Straight Line Was a Lie. Hey, guess what? I got another title track for you, this time courtesy of Tedeschi Trucks Band. The song is called Future Sold, and now you know what the album is, too.
Building, but we don't look back. We'll be. Chester in my car. Time to take her home. Her daisy head is contemplated. Time to take her ride. It leaves a day, no conversation. Time to take.
One of the few Stone Temple Pilots songs where the hook isn't anchored by the riffs courtesy of the DeLeo brothers, but a proper chorus from Scott Weiland. That's Big Empty, always been my favorite STP song from the album Purple or the Crow soundtrack, depending on your tastes. We've got a few more to go before we close out, including D'Angelo and The Clash. That's next on World Cafe.
We'll get you back to the World Cafe in just a minute, but thanks so much for listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning. I'm Dan Gannon. We received support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Brainerd Public Schools presents a jazz showcase tonight, Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Geechee Zibi Center for the Arts. See all of the school's jazz bands with special guest saxophonist Kenny Holman. Support comes from Bike Bemidji's Loop the Lake Festival. The 17-mile ride around Lake Bemidji celebrates bicycling and features food and music at rest stations along the way. Starting at the South Shore Beach from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th. Registration now open at bikebemidji.com. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be Judy Gruey, bringing you great music till 4. Now back to the World Cafe.
When we last heard from the London trio Jungle, by the way, welcome back to World Cafe. Jungle's last record was 2023's Volcano, but it won't be too long before their fifth studio album is out into the world. It's called Sunshine. Drops in August, and first single feels refreshing. Let's go with that. Here's Jungle, Carry On.
Green's. to this dish. Goes like this. Here's the list. Materialistic, greed and lust, jealousy, envious, bread, dough, chest, cheese, flash, stash, cash and cream, temperatures a high degree, come to peace. The hell is this all about? Apocalypse, ain't no doubt, everybody's holding out, all the loot, all the clout, right or wrong, we do or die. Only vengeance can pacify. Watch your back, so will I. In these days and times, the slides won't apply. Why is why? Till we fry. Watch us all stand alive. Both sides of devil's pie. Drugs and thugs, women, wine. Three or four at a time. Watch them all stand alive. Both sides of devil's pie.
Trying to eat.
Mama. mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood bamboo kid.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Oh, Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama Sam says, wanna play mind crazed banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International, hey, junkie dumb USA, where pro came proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, straight to hell. Can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. There ain't no asylum. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Clash sending you straight to hell with a side of Devil's Pie, courtesy of D'Angelo. How scandalous. Or courteous. I don't know. That's it. That's the show. But before we go, thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. We produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. For more World Cafe, check out our podcast, World Cafe, Words and Music, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kaleo. We'll catch you next time on World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by AEG Presents, presenting Kacey Musgraves' Middle of Nowhere Tour with stops across North America. Tickets are available now at kaceymusgraves.com. And by the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speakers celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon. My name is Dan Gannon. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and thanks for being here. Let's take a look at weather in the listening region today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Breezy southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. And tonight, mostly cloudy, possible rain and thunderstorms, then becoming clear. Temps in the low 50s. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Breezy west winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Overnight, clear with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. And Saturday, sunny with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Our KAXE question of the week is, what are your favorite flowers? What's in your yard this year? You can text your answers to 218-326-1234. And Beyond the Voice at KAXE.org features the volunteer DJs that power KAXE. Learn their favorite new artists, their KAXE origin story, and get a playlist of 50 songs important to them. This week's volunteer is Back Porch Harmony host Tom Daniel. And speaking of volunteers, KAXE.